Since October, three of us priests and the director of adult formation have been meeting every Wednesday, pretty much, with 17 people who are becoming Catholic. Three this weekend and 14 next weekend. It's the largest class that we've had here at the cathedral for years. It's a beautiful blessing. One of the things that's always very touching, most of us are cradle Catholics, born and raised Catholic, and we just drink it in our whole lives, and we forget the real radicalness of what Catholicism is. It's radical, meaning it asks for a complete change of life, a different way of living, that we don't just live like the world suggests that we should. And that's what's so exciting as a priest, to be able to see as you teach them, just as the eyes are opened by the grace of God and they see the gift that Jesus is offering to them, that it's not much different than second graders when they finally get it, that the bread is not bread, that it's God. And they're like, wow. And they accept it. And they're so excited. Then, of course, the parents talk them out of it for the rest of their lives, and they get bored like the rest of us. But they're not bored as second graders. They are excited. They'd wear that white dress and tux for the rest of their lives if we'd let them. But we talk it out. We settle them down, bore them out, and then they become like us. But what's wonderful about adults coming into the church, they don't get talked out of it anymore. Not a bit. They are by far, I think, the most on fire for the faith after they receive the gift of forgiveness yesterday when they had confession, and the gift that God gives them then for the rest of their lives through the sacraments. And so I'm hoping this week and next can be a great awakening of all of our hearts, of our own faith, no matter where we've been. If it's been a while since we've been to a confession, now's the time. They did it. We can do it. If it's been a while for Mass, how easy it is for us to forget that when you're not Catholic, they're not able to receive, and they want to. And that here we are as Catholics, how often do we receive? Are we taking advantage of the beautiful gift that is ours? And then confirmation. How often do we cry out to the Holy Spirit to guide us? Guide us in the course of our days. So please pray along, pray for them, that they may be good examples for us, and pray for ourselves, that the gifts given to them today were given to us, and may they become alive.